Your morning team's showing WSGW. It's 7:41. A follow-up to a recent moment on the morning team show.
On the first day of Christmas, my crew will get to be a partridge in a pear tree.
You're Dave and Pat and Charlie.
On the second day of Christmas, my crew will get to be.
And we're with you. With WSGW.com, thanks Midland Furniture Garage for making that listening a reality of the audio stream. That's WSGW.com. And 100.5 and 790 listening, and of course, Siri and Alexa. Well, Mitch Miller and the gang, you might remember that recently we used this. We were talking about the release from PNC Bank, remember the cost of 12 Days of Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had covered. And a listener sent me a follow-up on that.
A listener sent you a follow-up?
They totaled it up?
Specifically, remember that we were appalled that the Eight Maids of Milking were the cheapest at just $58. Yeah. And I was like,
"Oh yeah."
I mean, the work that the Eight Maids of Milking are doing, an essential job compared to some of the other, no disrespect to the Lords of Leaping and the Drummers Drumming, but... I mean, they were getting some good money, and the Eight Maids of Milking, I mean, I said, you know, they needed a lobbyist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
Joe sends me a note, and Joe says, assuming each maid is a milking for an hour, her wage would be $7.25. That's the federal minimum wage. Unless, of course, they were milking in Michigan.
Yeah.
Because the Michigan minimum wage is higher. So if the maids were milking in Michigan, the current minimum wage, mm-hmm. is $9.65, so that should be $77.20.
Hmm.
So if we had eight maids of milking here,
bargain.
Yeah. Still a bargain. I don't
cost more, yeah.
Now Joe points out that the eighth day of Christmas, because actually when you're counting Christmas, it starts with Christmas Day. That's how the 12 days are actually counted, even in some calendar. Mm-hmm. That would be January 2nd. And on January 1st, the Michigan minimum wage is going up. So the eight maids of milking, since they're on the eighth day, should be making at least $78.96. Still a bargain.
Yes.
But at least, Joe, I admire the mathematics skills that you put to the test here, and you are now the official lobbyist for the eight maids of milking. Joe, fantastic. I appreciate that, because that math I never would have done myself.
Hell. So,
there you go.
Well, some would feel the maids ought to get at least $15 an hour.
I'm thinking, okay, this is generous tip, people.
Yeah, generous tip. Right.
You've got the maid of milking there. Yeah. She deserves a generous tip. I'd be happy, as I said, you know, for my milk drinking. I mean, my gosh, I need those maids to work, and I thank them for it, and I will make sure that they have something extra in the Christmas stocking this year.
Yeah.
So you never know what's going to touch a listener off.
Well,
thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe, and your... that mathematics and all that stuff, and following Michigan's minimum wage law as it's inching up every year. And Joe, you're sort of like me. You have time on your hands to think about stuff like this. So it's congratulations, Joe.
Are you saying that we need to find things for you to do, Pat? We appreciate those who correspond with us, and one of the best ways to do so is sending email messages. You can do it to me, charlie@wsgw.com. That's charlie. Pat@WSGW.com. Give Pat something to do. Answer your email.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Dave@WSGW.com. One of the things we do for you this morning here on the Morning Team Show.